We would like to take a moment to thank our sponsor, Preborn. When a mother meets her baby on ultrasound and hears their heartbeat, it's a divine connection. And the majority of the time, she will choose life. But they can't do it without our help. Preborn needs us, the pro-life community, to come alongside them. One ultrasound is just $28. To donate, dial #250 and say the keyword baby, or visit preborn.com/AFR.
Hello, and welcome to the Dr. Nurse Mama Show, prescribing hope for healthy families here on American Family Radio. Here's your host, professor, pediatric nurse practitioner, and mom of four, Dr. Jessica Peck.
Well, hey there, friends, and welcome. Welcome to my favorite time of the afternoon, getting to spend time with you, prescribing hope for healthy families. And listen, we're going to talk about prescriptions today and all things healthcare. I know that for many American families today, healthcare is not just a medical concern. It's not just a logistical concern. It can really be a financial stress and a source of financial stress that affects everyday life. It affects your monthly budgeting, your yearly budgeting, sometimes your day-to-day or minute-to-minute budgeting and planning for the future. And costs have been rising astronomically. I have a front row seat to this as being someone who is in the healthcare system, and it has made even basic care just feel out of reach for too many households, not just those without insurance. There are people with insurance who are struggling. Consider this: the average cost of insuring a family, even through an employer-sponsored plan, in 2025, according to the best estimates I could look at, is about $27,000 a year. And that figure has been climbing steadily for more than a decade, and it represents a significant portion of many household incomes. Now, I teach health policy in the university setting. I am frequently visiting my legislators, and mainly when I'm visiting them, they're showing me a pie chart of the state budget and showing me how much the medical care expenditures are. And they're saying, how do we get this down? How do we get this down? And even if you have insurance, it doesn't guarantee access. Surveys show that about 1/3 of adults say that they themselves or a family member delayed or skipped needed medical care in the past year solely because of cost. Even people who have health coverage, and nearly 30% of insured adults report cost-related barriers to seeing a healthcare provider, to filling their prescriptions, and many report that postponing care has made their health problems worse, which is no surprise to me. I see that all the time, even in prescribing families who cannot afford the prescription that they have or delay testing. And the pattern isn't new. This has been going on for my whole career in healthcare, but it is becoming more pronounced. And in recent national polling, up to 38% of Americans reported delaying or putting off treatment due to cost. This is a record high since these questions have started being tracked. And when families delay care, the consequences are significant because we have chronic issues that get worse. We have issues that could be addressed early that are now ignored until they're later. Then we have emergency room visits, higher costs, bills that are far more expensive than the routine care, often primary care, that was postponed. Now, I know these financial pressures do not just affect just people who don't have insurance. This is across the board. This is families of all ages and stages, and everybody is feeling the squeeze. And medical bills are a leading cause of personal debt in the United States. And even things that seem like they should be accessible and affordable can really disrupt a household budget, affect credit. And I see families who are forced to make difficult choices about food or prescription or rent or medical care. And that is a question that's really, really tough to answer and really tough to see. And so families today are asking this question: how do we get accessible, affordable care? And we see a lot of people who are exploring alternatives and supplemental options to traditional health insurance. I saw this after the Affordable Care Act, we really saw families become savvy consumers who know what they want. They want affordable, accessible, high-quality care. And so today we're going to have a broader conversation about that. How do we protect health and family finances? And so today I want to bring to you an option that may be a consideration for you as you're making decisions about healthcare. And so with that in mind, I want to introduce our guest today who has decades of experience working across the healthcare system in both clinical and administrative roles. Today, we're talking to Dr. Ian Day. Now, he is a physician who serves as Chief Medical Officer and Vice President of Medical Affairs for MediShare Christian Care Ministry, and he is here to help us understand why this conversation matters now, which we know that, but what does it look like? What are some ways that he can help? Dr. Day, thank you so much for joining us. We're so grateful to have you here.
Oh, thank you for having me on your show. And you really put your finger on the hot topic of the month.
It is so true. Of the month, of the year, of the decade. And Dr. Day, I mean, I'm feeling this in my own family. I'll share with you a little personal anecdote. One of my children had like just a little minor accident and needed some stitches. Now, ordinarily, to be honest, I'm capable of doing that, but I didn't have access to what I needed to, and just the circumstances didn't line up. We ended up having to go to the emergency room, and I'm talking about a several $1,000 bill for 3 stitches. I mean, it was really, really disturbing. And we're seeing that happen. What are you seeing, Dr. Day, as people are just struggling to afford to pay for healthcare?
Yeah, you're exactly right. And healthcare costs are high now, and they will increase dramatically in 2026 due to a variety of factors. For example, the development of new prescription medications, in other words, prescription drug costs. And they're saying that there's a lot of regional hospital consolidations, so that reduces the competitiveness. We've also seen increased medical technology and innovations. And on the one hand, that's miraculous and beneficial, but they come at a price. And then we have the continued burden of preventable chronic diseases. And anybody who's engaged in the healthcare system knows how complex it is from an administrative standpoint. All those layers of administrative complexity add to the expense as well. And then we have the possible expiration of the COVID era government subsidies. So there's a lot of factors that are, entering into why the healthcare costs continue to increase dramatically. And we're seeing right now, there's a lot of focus in American society on politics and blame game. But as Christians, we have a responsibility to be prepared to take care of our families and to be good stewards of what God has entrusted to us. And that's what we can focus on today from my standpoint, too, helping Christian families prepare for 2026.
You're absolutely right. You know, one of the things I see, one of the things you mentioned about the complexity and the consolidation of healthcare systems, I have definitely seen this in my career. I've been working in pediatric primary care for about 30 years now. And as I see the health systems, it's in some ways it's great because you have a lot of resources and easy access to those resources. But it does increase cost. And I see that because what things that we used to do in primary care, now everything is templated and you have to go to a different facility, pay another copay, you have to pay a facility charge. All of those things are really increasing the cost of healthcare from my perspective. But even more importantly than that, Dr. Day, just what you said, when we see the politicization and the controversial nature of healthcare and decisions and advances in technology and science that can be very contrary to the tenets of our Christian faith, it has become a subject that's hard for families to deal with, but also hard for families to talk about. Even you used to like not talk about politics, right, at Thanksgiving dinner, but now even talking about healthcare can be a deeply contentious issue. How do you step into that space as a Christian and cut above all of the noise of that and really meet families where they are? Because I'm sure you're seeing the same thing I do. Yeah, we can talk one way in the public square, but when you meet families face-to-face, they're making really big decisions, and that can be hard to do. How do you hold tight to the tenets of your Christian faith?
Well, not only that, But the average increase in their bills is like 26% if they're opening up their policies. A median increase of 18%, average of 26%. So indeed, from a philosophical standpoint, and also just the bottom line, it's really difficult. And you know, healthcare is getting more expensive, and so for Christians, they need to know there is an affordable option that they might not be aware of. One of them is MediShare, a leading community that supports Christians and one that aligns. Here we have Christians now have an option that aligns with their faith and values. So affordability with alignment of values is one of the answers that Christian families have nowadays.
Well, tell us how that works, because I think you're right. There are going to be a lot of people who are saying, I haven't heard this. Now, some have heard the commercial, and actually the man who voices those advertisements is Brant Hansen, who is a very well-known author in his own right, and we've had him here on the show, so I always smile when I hear him coming on to talk about it. But introduce this option to those who are hearing about it for the first time.
Sure. You're referring to MediShare program.
Yeah.
You might have also heard of Christian Care Ministry, and it might be worthwhile backing up a little bit to describe both of those.
Let's do it.
Yeah, so Christian Care Ministry is a not-for-profit 501c3 organization. It's the organization that administers the MediShare program. So what is the program? The MediShare program is an accredited healthcare sharing ministry. The MediShare program is a membership. It's a community of believers that enables members to share in other members' medical bills according to the guidelines voted on by the members themselves. Members actually share in other members' medical bills through their own individual member accounts, all this being administered by Christian Care Ministry. So what's the purpose behind MediShare, which started, by the way, 32 years ago? It's been around for a long time. So the purpose of MediShare is to bring Christians together to share in God's blessings and to share each other's burdens. Members share in each other's eligible medical bills, that is, you know, bills from doctors, hospitals, operations, testing, treatments. But also we share in the spiritual burdens that often arise in the healthcare journeys. So staff come along our members in prayer with every call. We have several departments in MediShare, and one of them had over 450,000 prayers last year. So you know, hundreds of thousands of prayers going up. That's super unique, and it's not something you'll find with healthcare insurance for sure. And staff come alongside members with coaching and education to help them in their healthcare journeys. And I think an important takeaway for folks to keep in mind is that the MediShare program is built on a foundation of like ideals agreed upon by the members. So there's peace of mind knowing that people sharing your contributions are not using your money for things that conflict with their faith. In other words, there's peace of mind participating in God-honoring healthcare. And this is in alignment with Acts chapter 2 and Acts chapter 4, where believers came alongside to help each other in their physical and spiritual needs. In MediShare, all adult members must acknowledge Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior and profess to the posted statement of faith in order even to qualify for membership. And members agree to live by biblical standards and regularly attend church. So I hope that helps to explain what MediShare program is and really how it's a different option from the healthcare insurance, and one that's been around for over three decades. It really works.
Well, we will dive into more of how this works. Like we said, I think there's a lot of people who are going to be thinking, yes, I've heard hearing about this for the first time. And some people who are thinking, yes, I've been doing that for years. And well, I have a lot more questions for you. First of all, Dr. Day, we've got to say, you said this has been around for 32 years, and that's a very long time. And I'm a little bit older than 32. So I take a little offense to that, but that's okay. I'll overlook it. I think we can get past that. But I'm just thinking as you're talking about the scripture, carry one another's burdens, in so doing, fulfill the law of Christ. And I'm reminded of not too long ago, one of my sons is in college and I attended church with him where he's going to college. And the church had a live stream of prayer requests that were being texted in during the service. And almost all of those prayer requests were health related. So to know that there were 450,000 prayers uplifted on behalf of MediShare members is really something that is super inspiring. Listen, we'll be right back with more from Dr. Ian Day talking about healthcare and a possible affordable option that could be a consideration for your family. Every family is different, and I encourage you to seek wise counsel. But we will hear more from Dr. Ian Day on the other side of this break. We're living in a time when truth is under attack. Lies are easy to tell, easy to spread, and easy to believe. But truth is costly. And nowhere is the cost greater than for mothers in crisis. When a woman is told abortion is her only option, silence and lies surround her. But when she walks into a preborn network clinic, she's met with compassion, support, and the truth about the life growing inside her. That moment of truth happens through a free ultrasound, and it's a game changer. When a mother sees her baby and hears that heartbeat, it literally doubles the chance she'll choose life. Preborn Network clinics are on the front lines, meeting women in their darkest hour, loving them, helping them choose life, and sharing truth. Friend, this is not the time to be silent. It's time for courage, for truth, for life. Just $28 provides one ultrasound and the opportunity for a mother to see her baby to help her choose truth and life. Donate today. Call #250 and say baby. That's #250 baby, or give online at preborn.com/AFR. That's preborn.com/AFR. Welcome back, friends. That is Jesus is My Healer by Gateway Worship featuring Jesse Harris. And that's what we're talking about today is healing. We're talking about physical, emotional, mental, spiritual healing on this side of heaven. We're talking about healthcare. And I cannot tell you what the best option is for your family for healthcare insurance or how to cover your healthcare costs. Each family is wonderfully unique, and each family has their own set of circumstances. Some families have different financial means, some families have different chronic illnesses or different healthcare diagnoses. But I know that this is something that families are talking about. And today we're bringing to you a possible option to consider for your family. And we're talking about a healthcare sharing ministry. Now, in the world of insurance, that may be a completely new and unfamiliar phrase. And most of the time when I hear people hear about that, they have questions and they want to know, what is this? Will it help me? Is it trustworthy? And we're talking today specifically about MediShare. And this is a healthcare sharing ministry that operates differently from traditional insurance. So instead of paying premiums to a large corporation, members, as Dr. Day has already described, are voluntarily sharing one another's medical bills. It is literally a sharing. And they're also praying for each other. You heard Dr. Day say that MediShare last year offered up over 450,000 prayers on behalf of its members. And it's a model built on personal responsibility, on personal Christian faith, on transparency and community in that Christian community. And for families who may feel squeezed by rising costs, MediShare doesn't cut corners on care. It just is changing how care is paid for, how people are supported, and how faith and stewardship guide decisions. And I'm seeing a lot of alternative models for payment. Dr. Day, I'm sure you're seeing this as well. We're seeing the rise of concierge medicine, where people pay a member membership fee to have access to a healthcare provider that maybe has a patient panel with a lower amount so they can get a patient, a lower number of patients so they can get more personalized care. We're seeing all kinds of things, but I think that what makes MediShare so unique is that adherence to the Christian faith, is sharing one another's costs, but also in the context of not paying for care that may violate your Christian faith. And so let's talk a little bit about that holistic approach. What does the holistic approach to health mean when we're talking to families who are worried about all aspects of care, but also the bills that come with that care, the stress that comes with accessing and needing that care? And as you talked about, our Christian mandate to care for our families.
Oh, there's some great topics packed in there.
Feel free to help me unpack them.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, the wholeness of care, that's what we refer to as a biblical wellness. That's taking care of the whole person. And actually, if you step back even further, our Christian ideas of health really are grounded in Scripture and in Jesus. And I love to talk about that. You know, Christianity is so very much behind our ideas of health, and also behind the medical sciences. And for example, there's a long Christian history behind the roles of nurses and physicians, and even the first hospitals were founded by Christians. And the Christian ideas of health arise out of what we find in Scripture, the call for compassion and healing and charity, for caring for others and serving others, based on the firm foundation in the dignity and great value of human life, even the life of a stranger. So consider that Jesus performed countless miracle healings and cast out demons. And by grace, Jesus gives us the comfort and assurance of salvation through faith in him alone. And so Jesus's form of healing is physical and emotional and spiritual, total healing. And so we model Christ by caring for the whole person, biblical wellness, sharing the love of God while trusting in God and giving thanks to God as the ultimate healer. You know, Jesus provides us with the number one model of love and caring for one another through his perfect life and sacrificial death. For it's with his stripes that we're completely healed. So I love to bring out that biblical wellness and what we like to pursue really is founded in Christian principles and in Scripture and in Jesus.
I so appreciate that. And for me as a nurse practitioner who embraces a holistic model of care, it so easily adapts to my Christian faith, because when we look at the spiritual impact on people's health, I love to talk about this too, Dr. Day. And, you know, there's a lot of people who really think that science and faith are oppositional, but I believe that couldn't be farther from the truth, because God is the author of science. And when we look at what we're just now learning about advances in the human body, like DNA, it is such a beautiful testament of intelligent design, of a creator who was very specific in his design for the human body. And one of the disadvantages that I see in modern medicine is the specialization. Now, it's great because we have some scientific advances that are going on that can be really beneficial, like in cancer treatments. But we also see that fragmentation of care where I just care for your brain. I just care for your heart. I just care for, you know, just one specific organ system, instead of really forgetting about that we are body, mind, and spirit. That is how God made us, and our emotional health impacts our physical health. And Dr. Day, I've said this before on the program many times, but I'll just give you one example, you know, from Scripture where we are commanded, you know, to in everything give thanks and not to worry, because people often use just a little fragment of that Scripture about be anxious for nothing, and then kind of like that nothing comes after that, but it's be anxious for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving present your request to God, and the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. And for me, Dr. Day, as a Christian healthcare provider, I look at that and I think, well, we know about the health benefits of gratitude, and it's not just protecting your proverbial heart, like your feelings, it's your literal blood vessels. It's your blood pressure. It is your literal heart health. And I see this beautiful blueprint through the Bible that we're just struggling to catch up with and understand. How have you seen that in your personal experience? How have you seen the intersection of science and faith and more from biblical instruction on that holistic model of health?
Thanks for bringing that up. You know, I've been in practice in Central Florida area for approaching 30 years now, mostly hospital-based. And I see a distinction really that's developed over the years between really a contrast between secular medicine and biblical wellness and a Christian ideas of health. Secular medicine focuses too often on just the physical. MediShare supports a biblical wellness, physical, emotional, and spiritual health. You mentioned some scripture. I'm also reminded of 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verses 19 through 20, which says, "Do you not know that your body is the temple of the Holy Spirit who is in you, whom you have from God, and you are not your own? For you were bought at a price. Therefore glorify God in your body and in your spirit, which are God's." So remember that in the Old Testament, the temple was considered a sacred place in which God dwelt. It was set apart for worship and dedicated to God's service. And so as Christians, our bodies are now the dwelling place of the Holy Spirit, and we are called to honor and respect this, well, divine indwelling. And you won't really hear that in the secular world. But at MediShare, we believe very strongly about being salt and light in a dark and fallen world. We aim to help our members live both healthy and holy lives. Why? So that they may be well enough to serve God with their whole being, and in doing so, reflect Jesus to those around them. In Scripture, we are commanded to love God with our heart, mind, and soul, with our whole self. And this also speaks to the idea that we can't separate the physical self from the mind, emotion, or soul, like you were saying. So if we're to consider health holistically, we do need to take care for all of these areas, recognizing that they work in concert. Secular health care too often focuses on just the physical symptoms, like I mentioned, treating them without addressing the underlying causes, such as lack of sleep from anxiety. And mental health practitioners can fall into the same situation, not looking for physical or spiritual factors that are contributing to depression or anxiety. But as Christians, we see the strong relationship between our spiritual health and how it impacts our physical health and our emotional health and mental stability. So we're always encouraging our members to expand their health checklist here at MediShare to ask, how am I doing spiritually? Am I walking with God and experiencing His peace in my physical and mental health? Am I remembering that my body is a temple and making wise decisions regarding what I put into it? Am I getting the physical activity and rest that I need? Research shows that people who pray regularly and practice their faith consistently tend to live longer and have better health outcomes physically as well as mentally and emotionally. So it's all tied together, as you are referencing, just the way God designed it.
It's so true. I love to hear you talk about this, because so often for me, as someone who approaches health holistically and from a Christian worldview, there are many times, Dr. Day, where I have literally, now I'm dating myself because we don't actually write on prescription pads anymore, but we used to back in the day. But sure. I would literally write, like, you need sunshine. You need to exercise. You need some time with your puppy. You know, you need to go outside and touch grass. Some of those things, you really see God's design for the health of that. And, you know, Dr. Day, sometimes what I see is, you know, when you don't think about that physical mind, body, spirit connection, what I see a lot of times is people who present in my clinic and they're presenting with physical distress, but really the underlying cause is spiritual distress. They may have some sort of sin, some sort of trauma, some sort of emotional distress that they haven't even made the connection that their body is now so stressed out. Their brain cannot process, you know, all of that. Their body is starting to process it. And then they come in and they have physical symptoms. And if I'm just addressing that, it's so easy. I see, you know, write a prescription. They want an instant fix when really there is a spiritual root cause in that. And that can be a tough space to be, as you said, in secular medicine. Have you experienced that as well?
100%. So either in an office setting or hospital setting, and in the hospital, maybe in the setting, sorry, in the setting of the hospital, you can see people in really critical scenarios, even at the verge of life. And you come to realize that, hey, this person, their main condition is a spiritual ill health. And it has gone overlooked in our secular medicine focus. So it's super important, and it's too often overlooked, that spiritual ill health. You know, in the first segment, you had mentioned something about, I think, appealing to wisdom on this. And yes, important aspect of the biblical wellness includes seeking God's wisdom and not chasing after fads or controversies. It reminds me of James chapter 1, where we are to appeal to God in prayer, in faith, that we lack the wisdom. So we ask God to give that, give his wisdom to us, and he will supply it to us liberally. And that's where we should turn. Too many turn instead to online resources and, well, I don't know, Facebook or WebMD, instead of to God first when it comes to their physical, yeah, emotional, and spiritual health. And we believe that's the first and most important step in discernment is prayer. And then following prayer, it's important to do thorough research, making sure to include a variety of sources so you can form a complete picture. I mean, never before in human history has so much been available for people to understand health and how to take care of themselves. And then, of course, third thing is to discuss this decision with your doctor so that he or she can help you review your research in light of your personal medical history. So absolutely, getting God's wisdom first, doing your research, taking that to your clinicians. And then you also earlier in our discussion mentioned giving thanks. So that gratitude aspect is super critical in Christian healthcare and healthcare sharing. Gratitude to God, for he has blessed us with amazing medical miracles, from medicines that take away pain of headache to treatments for cancers and debilitating disorders. Thanks be to God for all these things.
Oh, thanks be to God for so many of those things. I was just reading, and I get a daily research bulletin from many of my nursing societies. And one thing I read this morning, Dr. Day, was a study that was recently released, really affirming that life can be viable outside the womb as early as 21 weeks, more than anyone thinks that it can. And the advances in the miracles of premature care, and that's my sphere, working in pediatrics, and of course, having that intersection in the neonatal intensive care unit, that is definitely a place where you see miracles. And Dr. Day, I cannot agree with you enough in turning to the Lord first in any and all of your health. I pray for my children every single night. I pray over them, and I pray that God would bless their emotional, their social, their spiritual, their academic, their relational, their every sphere of health that I can possibly imagine. And God has given us so much wisdom, and we know from the research that I've seen that up to 80% of Americans, as soon as they have any physical symptoms or symptoms of concern about health, the first thing they do is go to search on the internet. And that is such a good reminder that the first thing that we need to do is go to the Lord in prayer and then seek wise counsel. Dr. Day, that is something that sounds so simple, yet most Americans don't do. And so that is a great reminder. When we come back, we're going to talk about some more of the logistics of how MediShare works and why it might be a good option for your family. Pray about it, seek wise counsel, and keep tuning in right after this break. We'll be back.
The AFR app is a powerful tool, but it does have limitations. You can't use it to change the oil in your vehicle or get rid of carpet stains. It won't walk the dog, won't pick up the dry cleaning, or take the kids to practice. But while you're doing those things, you can listen to your favorite AFR content through the app on your phone, smart device, or Roku. Just go to your app store or visit AFR.net. Listen to AFR wherever you go with the AFR app.
Things are getting real. Jesus, take the wheel. Only way I'm getting to the other side. Days are getting dark. Life's a little hard. Blinded, but I'm trying not to lose sight. I don't got this. I know you got this. Yeah, yeah, yeah. And I'll believe it before I see it. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I know you're gonna see me through it. If anybody can, you can do it. God, I know in the trial and the pain, fire and the rain, you're gonna see me through it. You're gonna see me through it. If anybody can, you can do it.
Welcome back, friends. That is See Me Through It by Brandon Heath. And I know that I know that I know. I know there are a lot of you out there listening who are feeling stressed by healthcare insurance. You're feeling stressed by challenges that your family is facing in your health. I want you to know that Dr. Day and I prayed over you and your family before we even started talking. And it is on our hearts. And we know this is an issue that many families face. And a lot of times when you face that healthcare trial or trauma or trouble, you may feel caught between two extremes, either blind trust in a healthcare system that feels impersonal and, frankly, very, very expensive, or confusion about what advice you can trust. At the same time, we're seeing record high levels of emotional burnout and anxiety and loneliness. And our healthcare system often treats these as separate silos. We have mental health, we have physical health, we have spiritual health. But we believe those things are all intricately interwoven by a creator who designed us, by a father who loves us, by just an amazing miracle of life. And today I'm talking to Dr. Ian Day. He's bringing a rare perspective. He has decades in modern medicine combined with a deep belief that healing is more than just procedures and prescriptions. And he is talking to us today about an option that may be right for your family. It's a healthcare sharing ministry called MediShare. And Dr. Day, before the break, we were really talking about the intersection of faith and science. And there are some people who worry that faith-based healthcare means rejecting science, like the two are not compatible. What do you say to families who want excellent medical care? They want some of those advances that we're talking about that are good and honoring to the Lord, but they also want that faith-centered approach. How does MediShare approach that?
Sure. You know, the science is glorify God. The more we know about his creation, the higher he becomes. So science it really does glorify God. And but I think your question is maybe how it works. Because what we have is this is about a different payment model for your medical bills. And compared to insurance. Was that your question?
Yes, yes. How exactly does that work? So people may be thinking, well, what kinds of things could I not get? Because you talked about the statement of faith and not having, not paying for services that are contrary to the Christian faith. What does that look like on a more technical, practical level?
Sure. So what happens with MediShare is that a bill comes in and then staff reconcile it with the guidelines that are voted on by the membership throughout the country. So the members of MediShare decide what will be shared in as far as the bill. And what the guidelines of the members indicate is that things that are not consistent with a biblical lifestyle are not shared in. So for example, we don't share in abortion or gender assignment type of operations or treatments. If you happen to be engaged in non-biblical lifestyle, like using illegal drugs, well, those medical expenses are not shared in. But whereas we don't share in abortion, we do support the family by sharing in adoption. So we're really happy to highlight that we share in adoption, and that we have a very robust maternity and pediatric and newborn provisions in the guidelines. So a maternity is, you know, a member's pregnancy is shared in from conception to 6 weeks after delivery. And that includes the birth of the baby, even if that baby were to end up in the neonatal intensive care unit. But so lifestyle choices that lead to non-biblical lifestyle choices that end up in a medical bill are not shared in. And so in the end, you end up sharing with other Christians in God-honoring type of healthcare.
That's really important then, to review the guidelines to know exactly what you're eligible for and not eligible for. And you've said it several times, Dr. Day, that these are guidelines that are voted on by the members. And then the cost is then shared by the members. And so I think that's a very unique element of MediShare as well, because in traditional insurance models, that's going to be decided by a bureaucratic structure. And when you're looking at those guidelines, I think one of the biggest challenges that families are facing today is that guidelines are changing, and we are seeing this fracture in secular medicine and some of those faith-based values that are happening. And I talk to families all the time who are really feeling very fearful. Some are feeling very cynical about the status of the healthcare system. Some, if I'm going to be so honest, Dr. Day, overestimate their own knowledge and researching on the internet and feel like they know more than maybe I feel like they do. And that can be a dangerous situation to be in for sure. And on the other side of it, I talk to healthcare providers who are feeling the squeeze of that as well. Maybe they don't want to provide services that are contrary to their care, but they're bound by insurance companies. There's all of this conflict, and I'm seeing it happen right on the stage of healthcare. Like, I've never seen it before. How do you advise families to discern who and what they can trust? What is biblical? What is not biblical? For example, we've seen the Catholic Church wade into all of this and talking about issuing healthcare advice like I've never seen before, and other religious denominations who are speaking into healthcare. How do you know who you can trust and what's biblical and what's not? Do you have any advice for families discerning that?
Well, I think one thing that's available to the Christian families is that our guidelines are available online. So fully transparent. If you just type in MediShare guidelines, it's open to the public. So you can see exactly what is shareable and what's not shareable. So you'll find things that are not consistent with a biblical lifestyle are not shared in. So no gender mutilating operations, no sharing in illegal drug usage, tobacco usage, if you have, for example, abuse of alcohol, like maybe you're the driver in a drunk driving accident, not shared in. So there's peace of mind knowing that you're not, your money's not being sent to pay for those type of medical bills.
Yeah, and that there is peace of mind in that for sure. And what do you see on a more personal level as a physician, Dr. Day, in trying to help families navigate how do you find a healthcare provider that you can trust? I've just recently talked about this on the show and the importance, I believe, from my perspective, of finding a primary care provider who shares your biblical worldview, who you can talk about these things openly, because healthcare providers, you're literally trusting with your life. And it's really important that people invest, whether it's in looking at the option of MediShare or what, however else you're going to pay for that, but also the care providers that you're going to. And I see a lot of times the families who are investing a lot more into, you know, where they're going, the Yelp reviews, right, for where they're going to eat dinner, rather than thinking and being intentional about seeking a Christian healthcare provider.
Right. Seeking the Christian healthcare provider is not necessarily obvious, like if you look on a network list. So you really do, I think, need to seek God's advice as to, and his wisdom as to which providers to choose. And you might get some insight, you know, if providers are already accepting, faith-based healthcare sharing ministries, that would be a good clue. You know, when people are considering which faith-based healthcare sharing ministry to choose, they should look into the accreditation status. So there's an accreditation board behind healthcare sharing ministries, And you can look that up as well, just Healthcare Sharing Ministries accreditation. If you do a simple search on that, you'll find MediShare in there, for example. And you'll find out too, does that ministry operate on a self-pay model, or do they negotiate discounts on behalf of the members? MediShare, we have a team that will help negotiate those bills for you to get better discounts. And then are the guidelines mysterious, or are they publicly available? I think that transparency and what's shareable is a really important thing. But, you know, as with all healthcare choices, you know, which provider do I choose? You know, seek God's wisdom in that for sure.
Well, Dr. Day, are there any stories perhaps that you could share with us of people whose lives have been impacted by MediShare as a healthcare sharing ministry? Are there any stories that you could tell us in a world full of bad news? Sure. Is there something that could encourage us and give us hope?
Well, each Wednesday we have a chapel at here in MediShare. And at the beginning of chapel, we often have testimonials to share and encourage our staff into the good work that they're doing for our members in service to the Lord. And some of the most impactful stories are related to those conditions that have such a huge impact on members, like cancer journeys. So say someone joins into membership, and then who knows, maybe a year later they come down with a cancer, and they wonder, is this going to work? Is this thing MediShare going to work? And they're so encouraged by the fact that providers, operations, treatments, medications, these things are shared in that type of example, no limit in duration or amount. And it's just so overwhelming to members who are going through these major life events to see other Christians sharing in their own expenses. So MediShare doesn't actually share. It's the members sharing in other members' medical bills. And there's that camaraderie and that prayerful support, that knowing that you have 350,000, roughly 350,000 other Christians throughout the country helping you, financially to cover your medical bills. That's such a great, great support. You know, MediShare has a proven track record. In the first section, we mentioned it's been around for over 30 years. Mm-hmm. And the MediShare community has shared in every eligible medical bill as determined by the member-voted guidelines. And we now share in more than $50 million each month for medical bills. So wow. MediShare is the most trusted name in medical share billing. Can you imagine the members knowing that you have all these other members throughout the country that are contributing to your care, and all the prayers? We mentioned 450,000 mm-hmm. prayers, but that was just one department. We have multiple departments.
Wow.
So I'm sure it's gone way higher than that. So prayerful support by the staff, prayerful support by all those other members. Where else can you get that? And so we're really happy to offer that to members in service to the Lord.
Well, you're right. That is a very different paradigm than getting care from an insurance company that, you know, can seem more impersonal. And I remember I had a family member who had a child in the neonatal intensive care unit, and to start to get those bills before they're even discharged is a really emotional and stressful experience. And similarly, if you're going through a cancer journey or something like that, it can be really devastating to a family, but to have that kind of support. Mm. And, you know, Dr. Day, in some ways it's unfortunate because we are not going to be able to solve all of the healthcare problems in this 47-minute conversation, as much as I wish that we could. But I do really love and appreciate just showing little glimmers of hope. And Dr. Day, I'm sure you felt this as well. There is a lot of hostility towards healthcare workers, towards healthcare in general, but it is so encouraging to see, to shine a light on people like you who are living out their faith in their profession. And we're already at the end of our time together, but I would love to give you just a minute to give a last word of encouragement to people who are listening.
Sure. Thanks for that. You know, in a time when healthcare feels increasingly impersonal and expensive, like we talked about, the MediShare community stands out as a Christ-centered solution that brings people together, not just to share medical costs, but to share life's burdens. Each story within MediShare community is a reminder that faith and stewardship can go hand in hand. Members save significantly compared to traditional insurance while experiencing a level of care and connection that can't be measured in dollars alone. It's measured in the stories of hope and healing in our community. This isn't just a healthcare choice. It's a lifestyle of generosity, shared values, and tangible impact because we care for you.
Thank you so much, Dr. Day. And really at the heart of our conversation is a simple but powerful idea that healthcare should care for the whole person and not bankrupt the family in the process. And models like MediShare really invite families to rethink just how we pay for care. Not only that, but more importantly, how we care for one another. And as you're caring for whoever you're caring for in your life, I know you're all caring for someone. I pray, as I always do, that the Lord will bless you and keep you and make His face to shine upon you and be gracious to you. And I pray that the Lord will lift His countenance upon you and give you peace. I'll see you right back here next time. We'd like to thank our sponsors, including Preborn. Preborn has rescued over 400,000 babies from abortion, and every day their network clinics rescue 200 babies' lives. Will you join Preborn in loving and supporting young moms in crisis? Save a life today. Go to preborn.com/AFR.
The views and opinions expressed in this broadcast may not necessarily reflect those of the American Family Association or American Family Radio.